On today's episode of Give Me an E, I introduce a brand new segment to the show. The ultimate stiffness question of the week. Can sitting on a frozen water bottle boost testosterone and sperm? Plus, I'll explore natural remedies and lifestyle choices that can transform your health, including the benefits and risks of using liquid zinc and saw palmetto. Plus, someone asks about sky-high levels of estrogen in men. I'll tell you what that means. I'm Dr. Rachel, and this is Give Me an E, the show that helps you get hard so that you can breathe easy. Food, supplements, exercises, the latest and greatest technology. If it helps you get up, I'm going to talk about it. It's about elevating your manhood. It's about electrifying your sex life.
It's alive!
One letter, one voice, shout it out. Give me an E! Hello and welcome to Give Me an E! This week I want to start with a very special question. It's our ultimate stiffness question of the week, brought to you by my ultimate stiffness bundle. More information on how you can get access to that amazing resource is in the show notes. Each week, I'll select one of the best questions that you've submitted to me and answer it right here. So today's question comes from Gerald.
Hello, Dr. Rachel. I'm Gerald. And I was very curious to know if I was able to take a bottle of water and freeze it and put it underneath my testicles, would that be the same concept upon taking a cold ice bath or taking a cold shower? Can you please let me know? Would this be beneficiary sitting while you're watching television? Thank you for taking my video call, and you're very inspirational and very informative. Thank you once again. I enjoy looking at you on YouTube every day.
Gerald, that's a great question. So what Gerald is actually referencing is the fact that we've quoted several studies that indicates that if you support the testicles with a cooling mechanism, that you can actually increase sperm count. Now, the data is very clear that exposure to heat at high levels, just even soaking in the bathtub 5 days a week for more than 30 minutes at a time, will in fact decrease levels of sperm. So Gerald's question is really a great question, because he's basically like, well, doc, I know you talk a lot about cold therapy, which is beneficial in terms of testosterone production, beneficial in terms of boosting metabolism, beneficial in terms of boosting mitochondrial function. And so his basic question is, doc, if I take a ice cold water bottle and put them underneath the testicles, will I have similar results? And honestly, Gerald, I think if you do this, the best that we can hope for is for you to get away without getting frostbit, you know? So no, I don't want you to freeze a water bottle and stick them underneath the testicles for the purpose of boosting testosterone. And I don't want you to do it for the purpose of boosting sperm. Now, there are companies that do sell kind of ice wedges that you can actually put underneath your testicles while you're sitting. See, because partially, I want you to think of it like this. When God designed men, he really designed for testicles to hang down. And so throughout the day, you catch a nice breeze, and it's kind of a built-in cooling mechanism for the testicles. Because when the testicles overheat, the sperm can become denatured, and the cells actually don't work like they would if they were cooled. So the concept of a cooling pack underneath the testicles came about because doctors and scientists were wondering, wow, if we cool the testicles throughout the day, are we going to see some levels and some increase in sperm count? So there's been some smaller clinical studies on this idea, but there's been nothing major, no double-blind placebo test when it comes to this question. But what I've done in my own practice is if I do have a gentleman who is trying to get a person pregnant, or is or if he's trying to increase his sperm count, then what we will do, particularly if he's driving, if he's a driver, he's driving across country, or he stays seated all day long and cannot get up from the seat, we will institute some form of cooling. And your idea of a frozen water bottle tends to be a form of cooling. So I can't sanction it, but I definitely can't knock it. And I'm completely appreciative of the innovation that you're bringing with the cold water bottle. So the short of the long is, listen, ice packs underneath the testicles actually will get really uncomfortable and can create some level of erythema, redness, and discomfort. So I don't want you to do that, but it's a great idea. And until we have more data on how a cooling pack is really going to affect you on a day-to-day basis, I'm going to say, don't do it. All right. So that's the ultimate stiffness question of the week. If you want to submit your question, you can call 219-200-3000. That's 219-200-3000. That number is in the show notes as well. So we have more amazing questions this week on all kinds of natural solutions to optimize your sexual health. So let's get into it. So a little over 2 years ago, I introduced the world to my E-Function smoothie recipes. The results were phenomenal. I took clinically proven ingredients and created delicious smoothies designed to help revolutionize men's sexual health. The Dr. Rachel Institute was founded upon the principle of keeping families together. And the idea that I could help do that just by putting these smoothie recipes into the lives of men around the world was just beyond my comprehension. As a matter of fact, Dale just wrote me the other day to say, my wife and I have been using your E-Function smoothie recipes often. They're working. For me, this podcast is a new way for me to reach a whole new audience, and I want to make sure that you have access to this level of information. So I've got a special offer for you. You can get 25% of my E-Function Smoothie Recipe Book 2.0 with promo code GIVEMEANE, all one word. GIVEMEANE is the promo code. The link to buy my E-Function Smoothie Recipe Book is in the show notes. So I always like to think of you as part of my family and community. And what do? In a community? We share. So let me share what one of you wrote in about this journey. This next message comes from Dave Weber. Would be interested in hearing what you have planned. I've followed your advice for a couple years now, attended a couple seminar, and benefited from your advice. Always enjoyed your dick up recommendations. Am now 79. Having a half dozen ejaculations per month compared to 1 to 2 times per month. Purchased a couple pumps per your recommendations. I've changed my eating habits and trying to reduce the number of pills required to stay hard. Thank you. Signed, Dave. Thank you for sharing. I want you to share. I want to know your journey. So reach out. The details are in the show notes. Hi, Dr. Ross. After watching your video around July 3rd, I purchased liquid zinc in a dark bottle and saw palmetto. I've taken 2 vials of zinc twice daily and 1 saw palmetto pill daily. On July 17th, for the first time in years, I had 1 trip to the bathroom when I used to get 3 to 4 times a night. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, thank you for sharing that, because what that does more than anything is just reinforce what we talk about here is there's always more than one way to make something happen. You don't always have to go right to medication. And if medication isn't working for you, there are always going to be some natural solutions there. So thank you for sharing that. And then I got this one. I love this one. I was skeptical this would work. He's talking about the dick up smoothie, but wow, works really well. Thanks for posting this. So now that you've tried the dick up smoothie, try all of the smoothie recipes. Try them, integrate them into your life. They could be a life-changing experience for you as well.
And we even have some diabetic friendly ones too. And then Martin. Now, Martin is one of my favorite guys. You know, we'd never met in person, but we interact a lot on social media. He's a member of our training group and just been, you know, someone who's been communicative about his process this whole time. And he says, I've been using the nitric oxide booster in conjunction with a healthy diet and daily exercise routine for the past 6 months and have seen a vast improvement in his cardiovascular and sexual health. Thank you. No, thank you. And thank you. So thank you guys for sharing this so much. And I think, you know, when we're talking about testosterone today, I want to, you know, we always talk about move more, get an exercise regimen, do high intensity interval training, do these things. But what we don't talk enough about is that just like anything, too much of anything can be negative and can have negative impact. How did you find your calling during training? So this is from Dr. Isang. He's asking me a personal question, okay? How did I find my calling during training? I think, Dr. Isang, when you're going through training, I think one thing you always want to think about is how can I have the biggest amount of impact on the largest amount of people? And for me, that's kind of where it started, is I started seeing all types of problems. The main problem I was focused on during training was actually HIV transmission, and that was sex related, right? So I really wanted to come up with ways to eradicate HIV transmission and to decrease it and to keep people healthier. So that's when I wrote my first book, like Downright Feel Right, Outer Course for Her and for Him, with the idea that if people spent more time on outer course instead of intercourse, and it's just maybe somebody you don't know or maybe somebody who you know has an STI, then you wouldn't get it, right? So that was my first push. And then from that grew, actually, in our clinic in Gary, Indiana, I gave out lots of those pills, the blue pills, the maroon pills, right, for ED. And I really just started to see that those same guys that were coming to me regularly for that in that space actually would end up having strokes and heart attacks. And it was my mom who pointed it out to me first. She was like, doesn't it seem like all these guys that we're saving all of these meds for happen to be the ones that are, you know, coming in wheelchairs now and so on and so forth. And I thought about it. I was like, well, damn, you're right. And so from that became this really serious drive as to, well, how can we have similar impact without all those pills when it comes to erectile health? Because what I also realized is that guys, my patients who were males at the time did so much better when I connected diabetes to sexual health, when I connected heart disease to sexual health. And when I said, listen, your blood sugar is so high that if it continues like this, you won't be able to get hard anymore. Then they started listening. And so I was a much better healer when it came to my male patients than my female patients. And that's ultimately how I decided to veer off into that direction. So thank you for asking that. Now, this question comes from Stan. Love your content. I just got blood results showing my estrogen is at 100 and low testosterone. How can I naturally decrease the estrogen? I'm doing the smoothies and I'm eating really healthy. Cheers, Stan. So here's the thing about high levels of estrogen in men. So because of our diet, because of the stuff that we're exposed to, and because even testosterone in our bodies, your body can actually turn into estrogen, we're finding that guys are having higher levels of estrogen than they should. And estrogen is basically a female hormone. Now, men need some level of estrogen, but you don't need 100. You don't need 200, you know, units of estrogen. You really do need to minimize estrogen if you want to, you know, continue to capture maleness. Now, some signs of elevated estrogen are really interesting because I don't want you to think I'm stereotyping, but high levels of estrogen are associated with moodiness. So if you find yourself just being a little more irritable than normal, higher levels of estrogen can be associated with hot flashes in men as the estrogen goes up and the testosterone goes down. Really kind of feeling depressed and in a lower, just not feeling quite like yourself. Early studies when they were administering estrogen shots to men who actually wanted to transform into women, You know, what they found too is that as they gave men estrogen, they had a propensity to not be able to back up the and park as well, getting lost more. So this isn't, you know, associating estrogen with stereotypically female characteristics. There's actually a lot of science behind doing that, because even when women, when we have elevated levels of estrogen, it's the same. You know, we get a little confused. We're not feeling quite ourselves, maybe feeling a little bit more moody. Well, it's the same with guys and gentlemen. And when that estrogen in men creeps up and stays up, now you start to see things like gynecomastia, where breasts are starting to form. You're getting more of a gut, you know, that beer belly, but you're not able to lose it. You're exercising, you're doing all types of things, but it's hanging on. You actually start to deposit fat in areas of the body that are typically and stereotypically considered to be women's areas, like the hips and the butt and the middle area, and retaining more water. So these are some of the things that are associated with elevated levels of estrogen. So to the untrained eye or thought, you might think, well, what can we do to just block the estrogen? Well, you don't want to block estrogen, because estrogen also is important for men to have healthy hearts, healthy bones. So and actually be balanced and empathetic. So we don't want to just deplete your whole body of estrogen. But what we do want to do is help you remove that estrogen that gets in your body, whether it's because of your diet, whether it's because of the stuff that we're exposed to, you know, through our laundry detergent or what have you. But we want to remove that estrogen. And the best way to help your body remove estrogen from the body is to improve your body's detoxification system. Because see, when your body has estrogen in it, we need to break that estrogen down and we need to remove it. And as we break down estrogen to remove it from your body, it's got two different ways to do that, two phases of detoxification. And so what we think about when we're trying to get toxic products out of the body is, how can we improve any of those phases of detoxification? Now, when you think of detoxification, I want you to think of it like, okay, something's in the body that needs to come out, lots of stuff. How can we get it out? We can poop it out. We can sweat it out. We can pee it out. Right? Those are going to be the thing. So sweating it out comes from the pores. That's why saunas are really important. Infrared light helping pull some of the toxins out of it. Peeing it out, that's kidney function, right? That's why we say drink lots of water with lemon in it, right? Helping flushing the system. But the other part, pooping and detoxification, has a lot to do with liver function. And we don't talk about liver function as much as we should, because the liver is like the biggest filtration system of the body. And so in order to decrease the amount of estrogen that you have in your body, when you realize it, you've got to rev up the liver's detoxification system to get that estrogen out of the body. And one of the best ways to do that is to increase the amount of cruciferous vegetables in your diet. And cruciferous vegetables are like our cabbages, our cauliflower, our broccoli. And if you don't like those things, you can actually get supplements. They have the DIM. Right. And what DIM does is better help your detoxification methods to help get the estrogen levels down. Because unfortunately, if you boost up testosterone levels, but for some reason your body is preferentially converting that testosterone into estrogen, then now you can make more testosterone, but unfortunately that testosterone is now estrogen. So what do we need to do for the estrogen? We need to remove it from the body. And the best way to remove estrogen from the body is to rev up your detoxification methods. And we want to go back to, why is that estrogen high in the first place? Like, what food product are we eating too much of that could be increasing our estrogen? Do we have a lot of soy in our diet? A lot of processed foods, meaning foods that are in the boxes or in the frozen section that have been pre-made already, a lot of them have some form of soy as a preservative. So that form of soy, look at your label, soy lecithin. You know, they're hiding soy in a lot of different things now, but any type of preservative here in the United States of America has a tendency to have soy in it. And so that soy actually gets in the body and it is seen by the body as a type of estrogen, and it functions as a type of estrogen. So lowering your estrogen too, also, you've got to cut out processed foods. Cut them out as much as you possibly can. Then I want you to look at your soaps and your lotions and anything you're rubbing in your body and make sure that there's nothing in that soap or that deodorant or that lotion that could be increasing your estrogen. A great place to go is EWG.org. Cross-reference your personal care products, and they can help you understand whether or not they have harmful chemicals in there that could be mimicking estrogen in your body, right? And so if you start there, then you can start to be, you can begin to decrease your estrogen levels and decrease the amount of toxic estrogen that's actually piling up. Because one of the things that we are thinking about when we think about an enlarged prostate, and why is it that all men end up with an enlarged prostate, is that we are connecting that to those increased levels of estrogen and those fake particles of estrogen that show up in our body because it's in our water, it's in our food, it's in some of the stuff that we're breathing in. It's in, like, I go to my mom's house and she's got all these fancy plug-ins plugged into the wall. You know, that's disrupting our hormonal system. So really kind of detox your environment and then help your own body detoxify so that you can actually decrease estrogen and increase testosterone. So I do another podcast where I have honest conversations about every topic in men's health. And I mean every topic. Nothing is off limits. And it's called Live Free, Go Hard. I want to share a clip from a recent episode I did with Master Lauren Johnson. So when someone comes to you, and that is their biggest piece, is that they're having trouble connecting with another person and having some erectile issues, so to speak. What's one of your first things that you try to open up for them in that space?
Thank you for such a well put question. And I've got it right here. The tennis ball.
The tennis ball.
Especially for men, they like to go to something physical. And I'm going to say too, because we'll just cut right to some techniques. None of this is medical or psychological advice. This is just what I do on myself. This is my own practice. By watching and practicing, you agree to that. But the most vital acupoint on the body, in my opinion, as a licensed acupuncturist, certainly for men, is the perineum. Okay. In traditional tantra, there's a famous saying, if goddess wanted to hide the point of master awakening, she would put it in a place you not only wouldn't think to look for it, it would be culturally taboo. And that's the perineum. And then they have it in traditional tantra and the Tao. And so you'll see tantricas sitting on their heel and kind of grinding, which is great. But I like the tennis ball. You just put it right on there and just for a few minutes a day, just grinding. And the idea of a reflexology point where you press it and it reflexes to other parts of the body. The perineum connects to your whole pelvic floor. Your kidneys are right there, which governs sexual energy. It connects to the brain. I mean, it just perfuses your whole energy system. And so, and then even just physically, the male G-spot is the prostate, and men have prostate issues and on. So I always try to just give people, here's one thing, boom, sit on a tennis ball. And usually they'll feel a benefit enough that then they'll be open to more of the practices.
If you want to listen to the full episode of Live Free, Go Hard and take a deep dive into your stiffness success path, you can find out more and sign up at members.drrachel.com or head over to the App Store and download the Dr. Rachel app. I'm juice fasting. What's the best way to do this and maintain a healthy testosterone level? Listen, I don't advocate for juice fasting because for a couple reasons. Juice fasting is transient. Our bodies like to feel full. And it is really hard to feel full if you're just drinking all day. Part of the satiety mechanism or the fullness mechanism that our brain feels has to do with chewing. So if you can chew the juice, you'll have better outcomes than actually not. Because a lot of our digestive process is hemmed up in chewing. That's why we've got smoothie recipes and not juicing recipes, because we want the fiber, because the fiber helps balance out the sweetness, but you also want the benefit of chewing, right? And then when it comes to maintaining healthy testosterone levels, I want you to understand testosterone is a steroid hormone. And the only way that testosterone can be formed is from a fat. We need fat particles. We need cholesterol. So if you are only juicing and getting no fat at all, your testosterone levels are going to plummet. They are going to dip, you know, but that, you know what? Testosterone levels go up, they go down throughout the day. You know, it's not just like a poof. It's not just a poof. It's actually diurnal. You know, it goes throughout the day. There's some different levels, but you will see a decrease when your body isn't getting fat. And you'll also see a decrease too when you're going through famine stages. If your body thinks it's damn near starving because you've just been feeding it juice all this time, then, you know, your body is going to preferentially focus on the processes that it needs to survive. And the testosterone production may be one of the lower priorities on the rung. So I'm not a huge juice fast, water fast thing for guys type of doctor. I don't really advocate that. So it's going to be really hard to do a juice fast and keep your testosterone levels high. Now, listen, we've all done it. You know, these quick diets or quick things to try to lose some weight really fast. And if you're using the juice fast for that, well, you know, as long as your doctor's cool with that, that's fine, because you want to do it quickly and be back on track to something healthy. You don't want to get stuck doing that type of thing for a long time. Remember, one of our famous fructarians, you know, was the founder of Apple, right? And he was a fructarian. All he did was ate fruit. And, you know, he died of pancreatic cancer. So you don't want to just be off on a tangent doing a bunch of juicing and things like that and really just drinking juice all the time. That's not going to be a healthy way to do anything. All right. Let me see. Oh, this is a good one. Daniel, can walking boost testosterone? Sure. So if you're kind of a sedentary person and you've just been kind of sitting around and you want to improve testosterone levels, there are plenty of studies that show that moderate cardiovascular activity can improve testosterone levels. But if you want to really boost them, taking your exercise level up to more of a high intensity interval training type of situation might be better, where are you walking and then you go and you sprint for like 15 or 30 seconds and then you stop and then you walk a little more and then you do another burst where you're sprinting for 15 to 30 seconds and then you walk until you recover. So that's what high intensity interval training is doing. And that is clinically shown to be one of the best exercise regimens when you're going to boost testosterone. But listen, I am a huge fan of you not overdoing it. You know, don't be the weekend warrior that says, listen, I haven't been back in the gym in 10 years, in 20 years. I am going to start. I'm going to run 5 miles today, 5 miles tomorrow. Listen, those are the types of situations that set you up for a heart attack. Those are the types of situations, too, that we now know actually seems to deplete testosterone instead of improve testosterone. So everything in moderation, including your high intensity interval stuff. Particularly if you've just been sedentary. You always want to check with your doctor before you go back in it. You and I have both seen friends and family members, you know, who've started trying to get back in shape and they go at it too fast and they ultimately have a heart attack. So, you know, let's be mindful that once your body is out of shape and has been exposed to a lot of inflammation through the years and things, that we've got to kind of slowly bring things back. You don't want to just race off and be like a weekend warrior and end up in the hospital. Right. I like this. DeForest Kirkwood, if you're a man, you need to do workouts that vibrate your vas deferens. I love that. Vibration. So that's exactly right. He's basically talking about the area that sits on your testicles. It's called the vas deferens. That's actually what's cut when you have a vasectomy. If you want to stimulate sperm production, he's basically saying vibrate the area. And I don't doubt that that is true. Okay. Does sugar affect the testicles. Absolutely. So sugar is pro-inflammatory. And I would caution us to think that, particularly in the African-American community, we feel like salt is the devil. You know, you'll go into, you know, you go to your grandma's house, you're ready for the food. And she says, well, we off salt in the house. We didn't add any salt to the food because salt is the devil. Well, I challenge you, because the real devil is actually sugar. So sugar and now sugar that we're getting from fruit is a little different because it has fiber in it and antioxidants to help balance this sugar thing. But when we are getting processed sugar into our bodies, it is so pro-inflammatory. And yes, that is going to impact testosterone production, hands down. Too much sugar will make it so that you can't get an erection. It'll interfere with your inflammatory cascade. You'll start to notice your joints will be aching. I mean, all hell breaks loose when you get too much sugar on board. So you can be a sugar addict for years and not really cause problems, but then all of a sudden you'll start to notice that you're sugar sensitive. I found that a lot of my patients aren't as much salt sensitive when it comes to their blood pressure as they are sugar sensitive. Now, and remember back during that low fat diet craze, we can all blame a very famous scientific institution for getting in bed with the sugar industry to mislead us a little bit and tell us that it was the fat causing the heart attacks and the dementia and everything else, when now we know for a fact that it wasn't the fat, that it was the sugar causing the big problems. So sugar will not only impact your testosterone, but sugar causes inflammation. We can link high sugar diets to even dementia in this day and age. So yes, sugar is in fact the devil. Now, the devil's like any other thing that's bad for you, right? It's like liquor or too much weed or anything like that. So I'm not saying no sugar at all, because I just had some Rice Krispie treats that my kids made for me yesterday and I didn't feel any shame or anything bad about it, because it's all about moderation. But if you are on a high sugar diet, that's a problem. And you may not even realize it, because ketchup has sugar in it. Most salad dressings have sugar in it. Everything produced here in the United States of America as a processed food typically has sugar in it. McDonald's French fries has sugar in it. You know, sugar has become this thing that's added to everything. And there's so many political reasons why sugar is added to everything, but let's just know that sugar is really very bad for you and can wreak havoc on every part of your body. But sugar in moderation is like anything else. I mean, you know, but just don't overdo it. Keep it natural. Yes, bravo. I'm not a doctor, but 3 hours of sleep a night is not enough. It is not enough. That is going to catch up with somebody, right? Love it. How can I determine my testosterone levels? Great question, Vernon. So you can do it one or two ways. So it's got to be some type of blood test or saliva test or urine test, depending on what lab you're using. So now the good thing about lab tests these days are you don't have to wait for your doctor to order the lab test. You can actually order a lot of stuff yourself. So there are a lot of consumer level labs that will allow patients to just pay out of pocket for the labs. But generally speaking, your doctor can order your testosterone levels, and they'll order testosterone free and total. They'll order your sex hormone binding globulin. They'll order your estradiol levels. And that tends to be kind of the basic panel that your insurance company will pay for. And that's how you can see where your testosterone levels are. Now, when you get them back, you want to look at them, though. You don't want your doctor just tell you or the nurse to call you and tell you, look, everything looks good. You're fine. You want to know what the levels are. Because when they say everything looks good, there's this large window that everything looks good is in, right? And I would venture to say, you know, if someone tells you it looks good, but it's 400, your total testosterone is 450, 500, that is going to be too low for the average gentleman. But also, too, think about your symptoms. So we try not to just treat the level of testosterone. We also try to treat the symptoms. So all those symptoms that we talked about, moodiness, you know, fragile bones, fatigue, trouble building muscle, you know, weight gain in different areas, gynecomastia, you know, breast enlargement, low sex drive, erectile dysfunction, you know. So any, you know, if you're experiencing depression, mood swings, hot flashes, all of those are signs of testosterone deficiency. So that even with the doctor coming back and saying, well, your labs look normal, you know, clinically, that may be enough just based off of the symptoms to want to treat you and get things optimized. Great question. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm Dr. Rachel, and I will see you next week. Awesome. Thanks for being here. Ah. Thank you for listening to Give Me an E. Please subscribe so that you can get new episodes as soon as they're released. And take a moment to leave a 5-star review. Also, make sure that you subscribe to my email list so that you can get men's health-related topics delivered discreetly to your email, get discounts from the Dr. Rachel Institute, win prizes, and so much more. The details are in the show notes below. And if you want more from me, check me out on social media and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Until next week, live free and go hard.